A problem that is always faced with a revival is how to make it fresh. For the production of Fiddler on the Roof, which is playing at Stage 42 in New York City, the answer is go back to its roots. This production is presented entirely in Yiddish, the language used by Shalom Aleichem, who, at the turn of the 20th century, wrote the stories upon which Fiddler is based. And his production, using Yiddish, an earthy tongue, adds to the authenticity of the story being told. But not to worry, there are very clear English subtitles projected on both sides of the performing space. Performing in a language for which the material was intended is a choice that adds sincerity, emotional depth, and a deep sense of honesty to the story of Tevye, the poor Russian dairyman who finds inner strength by clinging to his traditional values. His strength is tested as he is torn between his faith in God and his love for his daughters who abandon those traditions without dismissing his values. This approach has hit a positive nerve with audiences. Last year, it opened what was to be a limited two-month run in July at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Lower Manhattan. It was so popular, it extended through October. The demand was still so great that in February, they revived the revival at the 499-seat theater, Stage 42, on 42nd Street in Midtown. It was to be another limited run, which has been just extended through September 1st. Performing Fiddler in Yiddish grounds the production to the point where it almost seems a play with supporting music. There's not to diminish the magnificent score by Jerry Bach and Sheldon Harnick. Songs like Tradition, Matchmaker, Matchmaker, Sunrise, Sunset, and To Life still have an emotional impact that adds beauty to the work. However, the production directed by famed actor Joel Grey is grounded in character. You not only know who these people are, you understand and care about them. Grey wisely directs the actors to play the emotions of a moment rather than go for an easy laugh. An example is the Do You Love Me number between Tevye and his wife, Golda. Instead of the typical, what a stupid question to be asking way of performing, here it's played as, I never thought of that. The approach with the song makes it a tender statement about mature love. Beyond that, it gives Jennifer Babiak, who plays Golda, a chance to display a gorgeous voice. The epitome of the honest, solid approach to the show is Stephen Skyvell's portrait of Tevye. It's fruitless to call any performance the best, but Skyvell's portrait is one that will be etched in my mind forever. He creates a sincere man who is filled with doubt and love. They both shape him and torment him. This is perhaps the most dignified and compassionate Tevye imaginable. Remarkably, it's accomplished without losing any of the humor inherent in his frustrating situations. As a point of reference, it's 180 degrees away from Zero Mostel's original, warm, but flamboyant creation. Yet neither interpretation detracts from the other. The character is that rich. Indeed, the entire work, which runs 3 hours, is rich, complex, and inspiring. Fiddler on the Roof is about family values and the power and cost of tradition. Supporting performances are excellent, especially the comic work of Jackie Hoffman as the matchmaker Yenta. Dancing is superb, and the famous bottle dance is performed to perfection. But the resonance of the show comes from the stories of hardworking, honest, and loyal people who live in poverty under an oppressive political regime. The time is 1905, and the place is Anatevka, Russia. But it could be anywhere, at any point in history. Indeed, it could be today. At play's end, all the Jews in the community are told they have 3 days to sell their homes and leave their country. As sudden immigrants, these powerless, good people become desperate to find a place that might offer safety, security, and a place to contribute. Of course, in 1905, they still had America. It gives you something else to think about on the way home. Fiddler on the Roof is at Stage 42, 422 42nd Street, New York, through September 1st. Tickets are at telecharge.com or at 212-239-6200. This is Bob Gevert from the Troy Record.